This is episode one of the Patient Whisperers podcast. This is the one where Mark and Roger talk a little bit about themselves and also what actually is verbal medicine.
You're listening to the Patient Whisperers podcast, coming to you from the Synergy Center in the heart of the Lake Region in Ludlow, Vermont. Your source for everything related to hypnosis in healthcare from the experts in the field. And now, sit back and prepare to relax, renew, rejuvenate, reemerge, and re-energize with your hosts, Mark Sacco and Roger Woods.
And welcome to the Patient Whisperers podcast. I'm Mark Sacco.
And I'm Roger Woods.
And we are your guides on the entertaining and informative journey into the world of
verbal medicine, the language of healing. Today, we are talking about verbal medicine. What is verbal medicine, and how can it be used to transform the patient healthcare experience?
But before we delve into this fascinating topic, we thought it would be helpful if we give you a little bit of our background and how we've traversed our own personal and professional journeys and arrived here at this amazing destination.
Sure. So I'll begin by telling you I'm Roger Woods. I'm a registered nurse for 25 years. I'm also a board-certified hypnotist, a certified hypnosis instructor, NLP practitioner, and just general all-round great guy.
And so how did you get into hypnosis?
Great question, Mark. I actually took a course whilst I was going through nursing school. It was an elective in hypnosis. I had such a wonderful time doing it. It was only the only time, actually. I actually got an A at school, and I saw the value of all of the techniques that you could use to enhance bedside care. And I kind of saw as I was going through school, as I was maturing as a nurse, how all of these techniques enhance bedside care. And what about yourself? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Mark?
Well, absolutely. I've been a paramedic, just recently retired, for 24 years and only a RN for a short time, what, since 2008?
Yeah.
But all of it in the ED. And I didn't have any experience with hypnosis. My intro to hypnosis was actually Roger Woods. So, a quick story. He wanted to learn more about hypnosis, as he said. And we were both worked at the at a level two trauma center together in the ED. And for 3 years, he was trying to get the hospital to pay for him to get trained as a hypnotist. And they just kept turning him down.
They didn't see the value in it. However, as we've gone on in our training and seen the change in the healthcare going from, you know, it's really turning into a mind, body, spirit type of healthcare now, where they value these extra added therapies. And I saw the value a long, long time ago. So I kept pestering and pestering and pestering. And eventually, the chief medical doctor in the emergency room actually gave me some assistance. He said, if you need help, just let me know. So I applied again. I got the funds through his help, and I wanted to go down to New York. I really researched where I wanted to go, and there was a great school down in New York, and I didn't want to go alone, and that's where Mark came in. Right, Mark?
Yes. So he wanted somebody to go with him, and so he went back to our good friend Pat Broderick, the chief of the department, and he said, hey, I need money for two people. Really should get trained with two people. And they agreed. So he asked me, he said, hey, you want to go down to the city and get this training? And I thought, yeah, I'll go. If I don't like it, I'll just go do the tourist thing while he gets training and I'll meet him at the end of the day. And because I'm black and white, blood and guts, yes and no, there's no real gray area, woo-woo stuff for me being a paramedic. So I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. Within 5 minutes of being in that classroom, we both knew immediately that this was a very important thing that we could add to our nursing process and change the healthcare industry.
More importantly, it changed us.
Absolutely.
Both of us were really, the word is burnt out.
Yeah.
And we were. We were looking for a different way to earn a living. We were looking for different ways out. And by learning these techniques, it really enhanced our bedside care. Not only did it enhance our bedside care, it gave us back that passion again. We fell in love with our profession again, and it kept us involved in our profession. How many nurses do we know that get burnt out within 4 or 6 years?
Yeah.
I think that's the national
trend. Yeah, I believe the average is like 6 to 7 years tops.
They get in for all the right reasons, and they get out for all the wrong reasons. And we have found that by changing our perception and actually getting energy back, enhanced our overall appreciation for what we do and what we can do, each and every patient, each and every day. Would you agree?
Yeah. Now, the interesting part of this whole thing is we have been doing it before we got trained. We just didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
We were known at our hospital as the patient whisperers because for some reason, whenever they had a problem patient or there was a difficulty going on, they would see that when we talked to the patient, things changed. They would start to do things that we needed them to do. And we kept getting calls. You know, different staff would say, hey, go get the patient whisperers. You know, there's this problem patient, or security would call and say, hey, we've got a psych patient out in the parking lot. We can't get him in. Can you go talk to him? And we would. And we learned when we went to this class, we were doing hypnosis and didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you look at all great nurses out there, and you all work with them, you may be one, they are actually doing hypnosis and don't know it. Now, I liken that to, let's say, a soccer player who's in high school or middle school, and they play soccer, and they've got the skills, but they stop after high school, and they just play recreationally. They've got some skills, and they can muddle along in a soccer game, but it's the professional who goes on and gets more training and gets better that can really take those same skills and make them magic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what getting hypnosis training does for a nurse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. For instance, and I know you correct me and you correct a lot of people, we're still working nurses. We still work, actually, at the bedside in an emergency room up here in beautiful Vermont. Why did we come up to Vermont? Well, we changed our state to change our state. Isn't that wonderful?
It's absolutely wonderful.
So we're actually still working. And just the other day, I was working with a particular nurse, and there was a patient that was very, very stubborn about taking her medications, would not take her medications. I came on, walked in there, spoke to her for about 5-10 minutes, and she took her medications. And so the nurse asked me, what did you do in there? Did you do your hypnosis? I said, no, I'm just talking to her, actually. That's how instilled, that's how intuitive it is now. I just talk, and yes, I am using skills, but they're so intuitive, they're so part of me now that it comes seamless. I don't even have to think about it. And most nurses are like that. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the interesting part of that is we call it verbal medicine, the language of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a natural part of the nursing process now. You couldn't extract hypnosis and NLP and verbal medicine from our nursing at this point, because it's just all one. And that's the beauty of verbal medicine. It becomes your nursing process.
So let's talk about our name, because a lot of people are curious about how we got our name. And we were just finishing up our first day of training. And we had to take the train down into the city. We live outside of New York City, about 60 miles. Taking the train back, we were looking for a name. And it just came so instantly, so naturally, which was the Patient Whisperers.
Yeah.
Because people have been calling us the Patient Whisperers. And that's what we actually do. Nothing verbose about it at all. We just sit down and we talk. We use their language for them. And it's just a wonderful thing that we do. For the patient and for ourselves.
Yes. The education and training that we received was a National Guild of Hypnotists 100-hour certification course, and that gave us the basics. And it was a very strong basic knowledge that we got from Mark Schwimmer at the New York Awareness Center. It was a wonderful training. Then we went on and got NLP training, which is neuro-linguistic programming. That is a natural addition to not only hypnosis, but to our nursing process, because it uses words differently and it uses them to great effect. Now, that was with Dr. Matt James with the Empowerment Partnership. And we always recommend that if you can go to his class, do that. It gives you such a great word knowledge and how to use them. It makes your conversations, it makes your nursing.
It pulls it all together. Yeah. That's the glue, really. You know, because most of the time you're talking to patients who are awake. You really don't want to put them straight down into a trance. In fact, we very seldom do that. We don't need to do that. We'll just give them a light trance because they're already in a trance when they come in. They're already focused on one thing, and we don't want them focusing on that anymore. We take control of that trance and use it to benefit them so that they heal faster, they respond quicker, and they see it as an access point. This is what we call a particular moment in time when a person can focus on something and use it to their advantage going forward. It's a strength.
Yeah, you mentioned those access points. We're going to definitely have a whole episode on identifying and using those access points. It's something we identified. The analogy we give is a superhighway, and that has exits. An access point is an exit, and it allows you to take that exit and get deeper into this patient and help them. But as you know, speeding down the highway, you can easily miss exits. And that's what we do in our day-to-day with life, is we miss those exits, those opportunities. So we call them access points.
Yeah, yeah. Red flags are being thrown everywhere. You just have to be aware to pick them up.
So other lectures and conventions that we took, people like Larry Ellman, from the son of Dave Ellman, is waking hypnosis. And that's something that's very important to verbal medicine, like Roger was just saying. We don't necessarily put every patient into a deep hypnotic trance. We don't need to. We use Ellman. We use Milton Erickson's techniques of speaking, the way he uses words. And those two things combined, those two historic figures, gave us a lot of information to use as verbal medicine. As a matter of fact, Larry Ellman, the son of Dave Ellman, actually wrote the foreword to our book because we helped him. We actually used verbal medicine at a restaurant one night to help him out. And he was a fan ever since. And he offered to write our foreword.
Well,
and one of the things
he was amazed that, you know, he teaches this. His father taught it,
right?
Waking hypnosis. And we actually applied it to him. And he was the benefactor of it.
Yeah. So one of the things he said that he wrote on our book was, people who write interesting books are not uncommon. Those who not only do so, but superbly practice what they preach are persons who should be listened to and read. So
beautiful.
I thought that was pretty...
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Yeah, thank you very much. Who else did we train with? Ron Esslinger on pain management.
Which is a big, big key for what we do at the bedside. We're managing discomfort. We don't like that four-letter word, pain. But we manage discomfort. When you change the word, you change that impression in a person's mind, the visceral response that they have to words. We all do, right, Matt?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we changed... This is a simple word change, and we all have anti-nausea medicine we give, right? We also give pain medicine, and we change that. We don't give pain medicine anymore. We give anti-pain medicine. Why wouldn't you? Why not change that way of thinking before you even give the medicine?
Right. Also, I call it comfort care. Let's give you some comfort care right now. Make you a little bit more comfortable.
Right.
And there's also techniques that we use to ask and assess how they're doing. We set them up for success rather than failure.
Yeah. And we're going to get into that. It's going to be great. We've got so much to talk about in all these different episodes that we got all this information and we didn't have anything to do with it. So we decided to write the book. And that's what is in our book. It's case studies. It's techniques. It's a way to learn how to do nursing differently. The Patient Whisperers invite you to enjoy a deeper experience by visiting our website, patientwhisperers.com, to learn more about verbal medicine, hypnosis, NLP, and our upcoming training seminars and lectures. welcome back. Thanks for coming back to us. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about what actually verbal medicine is. So I'm going to turn it over to Roger and let him.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, so verbal medicine is the language of healing, right? It is the positive communication between the mind, the body, and the spirit. And we find it is the best practice of the integration of healthcare, hypnosis and NLP. All three of those together can work well together. In fact, they do. They live well together. Patients are highly receptive to all of the suggestions. So we need to watch what we say, really. We were just talking about that, how we can help or hinder. Every word we use can and will help or hinder the nurse, the patient. And here's another thing, the family. We have to watch how we talk to them. Verbal medicine actually fundamentally shifts how we can provide care. And as I said before, we do it by changing the perception. We get a different reaction, and the results of our patient's experience is enhanced. And guess what? The caregiver is rejuvenated also, right? That negative energy that comes in, we're able to get it, repackage it, and get some positive energy out of it. So verbal medicine changes what we say, how we say things, and when we say things to elicit positive results. And if you're a nurse, if you're a healthcare practitioner, you become better at the bedside.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things we subscribe to, we have a mantra here at the Patient Whisperers, and we tell this to every patient, every client that we see. And it's a great paragraph, and it starts like this. Wouldn't you agree your brain controls every cell in your body right down to the chemical releases? So why not make it work for you instead of against you?
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that sums up everything that we do and everything that our mission is about. We want to give the message to a lot of healthcare professionals out there who see all of this dark energy just sucking the life out of them and not get anything back. You know, when all of these beautiful healthcare professionals go into school and they study, it's not easy. There's a driving force that's making them do this. And so when they get into the world, out in the wild, doing all of this work, this beautiful work, sometimes it gets a little heavy, and they get a little lost. We want to bring them straight back. We want them to realize that there is another way to get energy. It's the way that you look at it, your perception and everything else. And it's that emotional intelligence that is a big thing now. We actually educate people on emotional intelligence. Would you agree?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we were going to have a guest on in one of our future podcasts by the name of Amber Cox. And she is an emotional intelligence specialist. She goes around to different hospitals and lectures and helps them on emotional intelligence. So I can't wait for that. But in the meantime, we have so much information to offer. And I'm going to tell you a whole bunch of things about what we're going to talk about in the future. But right now, I want to give them one gift today.
Okay.
And that would be the importance of healing breaths. Because sure. That's a basic, that's the basis of almost everything we do in verbal medicine.
And it is, Mark. It's about that breath. That's the only thing we can control, what comes in and what goes out. We can speed it up. We can slow it down. We can make it do things for us. And so you give the instruction about being able to take those healing breaths. That's what we call them, the healing breaths. We start off with breathing in through the nose, holding it for three. And then letting it out for six, nice and slowly. And when you start to bring your voice down like that, the patient, the staff member, the relative will hear that and see how I've just dropped everything down. Everybody's energy will come down. And we take three other breaths. Isn't that wonderful?
Absolutely. So if you do that right now, you are going to feel a little bit more relaxed. I want you to notice the change when he has you breathe again.
And so, take a nice breath in through the nose for three. Hold for three. And now allow it out through your mouth for six. That's right. And just repeat that. In for three. Hold for three. And out for six. One more time on your own. That's right. And that's all it takes.
Doesn't that feel so much better? Good. Okay. So let's come back in the room here a little bit. I want to tell you a little bit about the future and what we've got planned. We've got a whole book here of different things, techniques, case studies. We've got guests lined up. But I wanted to give you a little sample of just some of the things that we're going to be talking about. So, of course, we're going to delve deeper into the foundations and theory of verbal medicine. And one of our favorite subjects, utilization. Utilization means using what you have around you. So in the ED, as nurses, we have so many different things around us that we can use, that are there every day, that we have. Most of you probably have something around your neck all day long during that shift and don't realize it's a relaxation tool, and that is the stethoscope. We're going to show you in a future episode how you can use the stethoscope to induce a relaxation trance and give your patients a wonderful experience. Same with the BP cuff. You can use that as a relaxation technique as well. And we do. And one of the things we love is the automatic blood pressure cuffs, because we can set it for every 30 minutes or every 15 minutes, and we can give the patient the suggestion that every time it goes up and releases, they can get more and more relaxed, and it works. Some of the other things, you know, in utilization, we have so many tools. We have light pens. We have gadgets on the wall.
We have sights, sounds, smells. We have everything that we can utilize to change a person's perception. We use what's in there in any environment because it's there, and we can use that to help them relax. Believe it or not, it works.
Yeah, it really does. We talked a little bit about healing breaths and relaxation. We're going to delve deeper into in another episode. We're going to talk about rapport and body language. That's going to be a fun one. Right words, right tools, and right tone.
Everything is great. Yeah. In our book, we have some examples, but we have thousands of examples we would love to share with you. And as you can see, we laugh and we smile because every time we give something a go, it's positive.
Yeah.
There is no failure in what we do. It's all positive, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing, compliance and conditioning. That's going to be a fun one as well. We, in our lecture, we have a wonderful time with a person that comes up to the front and we show them how compliance works. And it's fun every single time, but we won't give it anything away. Matching and mirroring, another very important, powerful tool. Pacing and leading.
That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're also going to talk to a number of different guests. We're not going to give away too much of it right now. We have several patient whisperers who will be on here with us, people we've trained that have gone off into other different careers. We have the dental career. We have EMS. We might even be able to get a police officer in to talk about what he's seen.
So, yes, I am looking forward to the opportunity, and Mark is also, in sharing you the wonderful world of verbal medicine, the language that we use, the techniques that enhance patient experience. So stay tuned.
Well, that's it for this episode of the Patient Whisperers Podcast. I'm Mark Sacco.
And I'm Roger Woods. Until next time, breathe in, hold it, let it out slowly.
And always remember to stay relaxed, renewed, and rejuvenated.
While you reemerge completely re-energized. That's this week's episode of the Patient Whisperers Podcast. Don't forget to join us next week for another episode, or head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And if you'd like to find out more about the Patient Whisperers, Verbal Medicine, the Synergy Center, Hypnosis in Healthcare, or if you'd like to hear other episodes of the Patient Whisperers, go to patientwhisperers.com. And thank you for listening.